is remarkable. To think that a baby boy born in a stable, no prestige, no privilege, no social media or social status, political campaigns or private airplanes. And yet, he turned BC into AD. He flipped the world on its head. He's the most famous name around the globe, inspired the most read book ever written. He reconnected us to heaven and in turn brought heaven down to earth. And now he offers us redemption, a fresh start, freedom, so that we can hold our heads high and march through this life knowing that we are never alone. That every woman and man, boy and girl, to all of us who feel like we have nothing left, nothing to bring, that we can know that God is smiling at us, that he's loving us, that we are enough. So light up that Christmas tree, stand under the mistletoe, surround yourself with the ones you love the most, and together, let's celebrate the greatest news this world has ever known.
The greatest news that this world has ever known. It's exciting this morning, isn't it? As we come and we begin to think about the birth of our Saviour. That this morning we can come and we can celebrate the wonder of Christmas. And I just pray this morning that as we meet together, whether we're here in the building or whether we're online on Zoom, I just pray this morning that you will get a sense of really what Christmas is all about. We're going to have lots of fun, I hope, this morning. It's going to be a great time of just celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to stand, we're going to sing our first carol this morning, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Let's stand and sing together. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that we can come, just as we are, to proclaim that you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And this morning, Lord, as we just begin to look at this wonderful birth, that you'll be with us as we come to celebrate your life, that you will be with us evident this morning as we just share together. Amen. Well, we're going to light our Christmas wreath now. Toby, do you want to come and with Neve? And no, Neve, do you want to come and light for me? Let's see if we can manage to do this and not have a major catastrophe. Right, okay, so are you ready? We're going to light the four outside ones, all right? Can you do that? All right, click the button. All right, off you go. Well done, keep going. And we light the fourth Advent candle to remind us of our calling to reflect the light of Jesus in this dark world. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. So let your light shine before men so they can see the good that you do and praise your Father who is in heaven." Amen. Now, in case you hadn't guessed this morning is going to be a bit different. Ho, ho, ho. And we're going to do some things this morning that we haven't done before. And I thought we could kick off this morning with a Christmas quiz. Who likes quizzes? Excellent. Good. Well, what we're going to do, I'm going to split you into three teams, okay? So we're going to have this side, who are going to be the mince pies, okay? This side are going to be the Christmas puddings. And if you're watching on Zoom this morning, don't think you've got out of it, because you're going to be the Brussels sprouts, okay? So we can all play together this morning. So what we're going to do, if you're playing at home, I'll have to trust you, okay? But if you're in the room here, it's going to be the first one with their hand in the air that will get a point for their team if you get the question right, okay? So, are we ready? They're all going to be on the screen, and all you've got to do is to identify the person. Okay, easy, isn't it? Piece of cake. Okay, are you ready? Let's kick off with what I think is going to be hopefully an easy one, all right? Are you ready? So, hands ready. I'm going to look, and I'm going to try and look and see if I can see the first hand in the air. This is going to be really difficult. Are we ready? Okay, so who is this? Isaac, you were first up.
Is it Santa?
It is Santa. Well done. So, a point for the Christmas puddings, okay? Very good. So, you got the idea, all right? Okay, so, are we ready for number two? Ready? Anyone watching? Toby, I think, was first there. It is Mary. Well done. So, that's 2 points for the Christmas puddings. How are we doing, Brussels sprouts? Are you getting these? Okay, so... come on, mince pies. I'll be watching you this time. You ready? Here we go. Here's number three. Oh, I think Jane was first up there. Jane. Rudolph. It is Rudolph. Very good. Excellent. Okay. So we're getting the hang of this now, yeah? Everybody happy? Okay, I see smiley faces underneath masks. This is going well. I'm happy so far. Ready? Here we go. Here's the next one. I think... the three wise men. Yes. Well done. Okay, so it's 2-1 at the moment. 2-1? Yeah, 2-1, 3-1? 3-1. Okay, 3-1. I'm losing count here. Ready? Here we go. I think, Neve, I think you might be first up there.
An elf.
An elf. Well done. Very good. Excellent. Yes, says Neve. Yes, we got one. Okay, here we go. Watch in. All eyes. Here we go. Oh, was that Toby or Chris? I just couldn't quite... was it Toby? Now, listen here, Christmas puddings. Okay. All right, Toby, go on then. Shepherds, very good. I like that. I thought that might be a difficult one for you. Oh, Chris was up there first.
Angel, possibly Angel Gabriel.
Okay, we'll give you that. So I think it's 5-5-2, I think. Russell Sprouts, hope you've got all these. Here we go. I think that must have been Graham. You've got to have a guess of this one. Don't get this one wrong. Don't disappoint me. It is. Very good. Okay, so I think by very fine margins, I think the Christmas puddings just picked the mince pies. Don't know how you did Brussels sprouts there. Maybe you got them all right, and I hope you did good there. Okay, so that's our little Christmas quiz. And the last three are really important for what we're going to do this morning. Okay, so do you remember the last three? We had angels, shepherds, and of course we had the baby Jesus, didn't we? So that might give you a clue a bit later about the story that we're going to look at a bit later. All right. Right, we're going to sing another carol now. And this has got a fantastic final verse that I didn't know. And it's Angels from the Realms of Glory. All right. And I think we've got, Brian, I think we've got five verses.
Yes, I've only got 4.
You've only got 4. So play another one, because we've got an extra verse that ends at a cracky verse. Now, what we're going to do, youngsters, if you're under the age of about 15-ish, we've got a nativity scene here. Now, as we sing this carol, you can come up and you can unwrap the bits, all right, and I think someone will supervise over there, and you can put the bits around and see if you can create a lovely nativity scene for me, all right? So as we sing this carol, adults, the youngsters are going to come. Isaac, if you want to come down as well, you can do. And anyone else on the balcony that wants to join in, feel free to come down and help set up nativity. So let's sing Angels from the Realms of Glory. Fantastic final verse. And youngsters, you give us a lovely nativity scene, all right? Thanks, Brian.
Oh.
Let's just come together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we can come and worship. We can come and worship Christ, the newborn King. And Lord, as we just sit here this morning and just begin to think about the things of Christmas, maybe all the things we've still got to do, maybe all the people we've still got to visit. Father, I just pray that you'll just begin to remind us of the story behind trees and presents and family and friends and all the other things that go on at this Christmas time, that we will be reminded of you. And Lord, there's so many people in our fellowship that need a touch from you this morning. And Father, I just pray you'll just be with them wherever they are. Give them a sense of your peace and your love this morning as we continue here to look at the greatest story that's ever been told. A life that changed the world. And so bless us this morning, Father, as we seek your face and as we just enjoy the things that you have for us. Amen. Nativity looks good, doesn't it? Done a good job, youngsters. Now, I thought this morning, being a family service, you can get away with almost anything, can't you? That's why I love these services so much. And unfortunately, a lot of the things that I'd planned for this morning that involved cream and mince pies, you may be pleased to know, or you may not, but I haven't been able to do any of that this morning. And of course, we've arrived again at a time when we've all have to sit here back in our masks again. And rules and regulations seem to be coming back in again, don't they? And unfortunately, I've had to curtail this morning some of the things that I would normally have done to just have fun this morning. So I'm going to embarrass myself this morning instead. Is that okay? I thought some of you might be excited about that. Brilliant. I'm not quite so sure I am. So this morning I thought I would try and act out the Bible story, shepherds, angels, baby Jesus, playing all the parts myself. Thank you very much. I knew you would be impressed. You know, it gives me an ideal opportunity to do something silly, like dress up. Exciting, isn't it? So I'm going to just do that this morning because I think you've got to get into character, haven't you, as you play these parts. So I'm going to put this on like this. We'll just do this. No guesses for what I'm going to be, huh? Now, normally this would be one of my favourite times of the day, going to bed. But this morning, something slightly different. I shall try this morning, if I can, to stay awake. Okay. So we're going to attempt this morning, maybe this is not such a good idea, to have a go at this. Right. Okay, so I am just about ready to begin this fantastic story. So are we all ready? Are we all happy? Okay, good. You might be. I'm not quite so sure I am. But anyway, okay, let's see what we can do then. Right, so I need one of these. Put that just there. That's fantastic. Right, okay, good. So, are we all happy? Yes. Everybody ready? Yes. Need my script. Right. And there were shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
Yes, that's me. I'm a sheep herd. Everybody look over here. I have arrived.
Yes, I see you've arrived. Well done. Good job for arriving. I like it. Excellent. But it wasn't really what I wanted you to do to arrive, Tim, was it, really? You know, how many times have I told you? This is my story. I am going to tell the whole thing, playing all the parts myself, because I am the actor.
But, Nick, look. I have the tea towel and everything. I would make a good sheep herd.
I think you mean shepherd, Tim, a shepherd.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Sheep herd. And anyways, I have been practicing.
Look, you can practice all you want. I don't care. But this is supposed to be a monologue.
What's a monologue? Is that a lonely tree?
No. A monologue is one person delivering a commanding performance in speech and action to amaze a crowd, these wonderful people here, for example.
But you can't tell this story on your own. There were lots of shepherds, you know.
Yes, well, I guess there were. I can't argue with that, can I? Can I argue with that? No, lots of shepherds, weren't there? So, okay. You can be a sheep shepherd. Shepherd, yes, you can be a shepherd.
Oh, goody. Right. I am ready. Can we start again?
Yes, okay. From the top? Let's start again, shall we? So I'll go back to my original position and let's try again, shall we? And there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
In they go, just adding the powder, 60 degrees, fast spin and press start.
Tim, what are you doing?
I'm acting out the story. Told you I have been practicing.
Okay, well, which part of the story does that happen to be? Tell me, pray.
The part where you get your feet cold. I'm washing our socks at night. Come on, Nick, keep up. You just said it and I acted it out.
I said watching flocks, not washing socks. Come on, you need to listen more. Oh, that reminds me. Does anyone know a carol about sheep and shepherds watching flocks at night? Would you like to sing it?
Yeah, that would be great.
Should we get Brian to play it on the organ? Should we do that? Yeah, I think we should. Have you gone to sleep? Yeah, okay. No ad-libbing today, you can see. Never mind. Okay. Brian, let's do While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night. Let's all sing together.
Thank you.
Now, where were we? Oh, yes, I remember. I forgot my line now. And there were... I have forgot my line. That's all your fault for clapping. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
Hey, Tim, have you seen my bedsheet? It's gone missing. It was definitely there last night, but this morning it's gone.
I think it's hovering around over there somewhere.
Don't be silly, Tim. Bedsheets can't walk or hover. Nick?
Mm.
Why are you wearing my bedsheet?
That is a very, very, very good question. I'm about to make a great announcement.
Dressed in my bedsheet? Are you sure you're feeling okay?
Don't think I am.
Because whatever it is, I think it's catching. Tim has a tea towel on his head too.
I am a sheep herd, Sophie, and Nick is an angel.
Of course.
Well, he's not bad, but I wouldn't exactly call him an angel. Do you know what he did last week?
That's enough of that, Sophie. Look, Tim and I are acting out part of the Christmas story. Shepherds, angels, remember? Would you like to join in? You can be an angel too.
So long as I don't have to wear a bedsheet dress thing, I think I can just about manage that.
Okay, well, at least let me put some tinsel in your hair. How about that?
If I must.
Yeah, go on, because you look great.
Not as good as me.
I think you look just fine, Sophie. So can I make that announcement now?
Yes.
Okay. Do not be afraid. I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be to all people. For today, a saviour has been born, the Messiah, the Lord. You'll find him wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
I thought it was Jesus that was born. Who is this Messiah person? Has Nick got that wrong?
No, Tim, it is Jesus. Messiah is just another name given to Jesus. He was called by many names. The Bible also calls him Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Wow, that's a lot of names to fit on his birth certificate. Do you mean Jesus was all that?
Yes, Tim, he was. And much more besides. Do you know, the word Messiah actually means the anointed one. God sent Jesus to be our deliverer, forgiving us from all the bad things we've done wrong. But for this morning, Jesus, that'll do just fine.
So what happened next? Did the sheep herds run off to find baby Jesus?
Not before some angelic singing. Can I say the next bit?
Yes, Sophie, go on. I reckon because you're an angel, you can say the next bit. Go on, go for it.
Okay. Glory to God in my highlights.
Hang on a second. Glory to God in your highlights. Hang on a second. You're not having your hair done, you know. Try, how about glory to God in the highest heaven? Give that a go.
Oh, Oh, okay, okay. Let me try again. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests.
Did they go then?
Yes, Tim, they did. They hurried off and found the baby Jesus, just as the angels had said.
They must have been so excited. Imagine seeing baby Jesus.
Yeah, just imagine.
Since the day the angel came, it seemed that everything had changed. The only certain thing was the child that moved within. On the road that would not end, winding down to Bethlehem. So far away from home.
Just a blanket on the floor of a vacant cattle store. But there the child was born. She held him in her arms, and as she laid him down to sleep, she wondered, would it always be
so bitter, yet so sweet? And did she see there in the straw by his head?
Centuries, a virgin shall conceive. God with us, Prince of Peace.
Man of sorrow, strangest name. Oh, Joseph, there it comes again. So bitter, yet so sweet.
And did she see?
She watched him through the years. Her joy was mingled with her tears. And she'd feel it all again, the glory and the shame. And when the miracles began, she wondered, who is this man? And where will this all end? Until against the darkening sky, she loved was lifted high. And with his dying breath, she heard him say, Father, forgive. And to the criminal beside, today with me in paradise. So bitter yet so sweet. And did she see there
in the straw by his head a thorn? And did she smell myrrh in the air
They spread the word, and all who heard it were amazed at what they said. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told.
For God so loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
Wow, Tim. That's a fantastic verse from the Bible, isn't it? That sums up the whole Christmas story.
Yes, Jesus is so special, isn't he, Nick?
Yeah, he sure is, Sophie. You know, those shepherds, they went from being terrified to excited to praising God. And even though the world can be a terrible place at times, this season, this very year, we can celebrate the birth of a child that changed the world. Get excited about presents, food and family, yes. But let's also remember to get excited about Jesus, the King who came to save you and me. The shepherds that returned to their sheep after seeing the baby Jesus were not the same as when they hurried off down the hillside earlier. Why? Well, they'd had an encounter with angels and with Jesus. And even though he was just a baby, wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger, he impacted their lives forever. And the wonderful news is that Jesus still changes lives today. The angels brought good news of great joy for all people. Jesus, the Saviour of the world. Right, it's time for you to go, I think, you two. You need to say goodbye, and I guess I'll see you soon.
Bye, everyone. Happy Christmas.
That's nearly how it happened. It's amazing, isn't it, to think that as we're celebrating the birth of a baby boy, what impact that had and still has on people today. And I know from my own personal experiences that I have a Jesus who is alive, who came to save the likes of me. And that's exciting. And I'm going to be excited about that as I continue this season to think on the birth of undoubtedly the greatest that ever lived. Heavenly Father, as we've just enjoyed part of the Christmas story again this morning, Lord, I just pray you'll make that real to our lives. We hear this story every year, and at times we can get complacent about it. We've heard it so often. We know about the angels. We know about the shepherds. We know about the wise men. Mary and Joseph, and all the other things that went on at that time. We've heard the story time and time and time again, every single year. But Father, this morning I pray that you'll make this story new. That you will give us something fresh this morning to take away. That as we get excited about Christmas, not excited about all the other things that are going to go on, but Lord, that we can get excited this morning about you, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords that came as a baby that Christmas time. For you and for me, that you gave your son for me. And Father, I pray that as we think about that over the next week or so, that you will just remind us that it is good news. It is great joy. And it's also for all people. Jesus, you're the Saviour of the world. Amen. The music group are going to come now, and we're going to finish our service this morning with a slightly different take on a very well-known carol. We're going to do Hark the Herald Angels Sing slightly differently, so please follow the music group. There are some breaks in it where you're not expecting breaks halfway through the verse, all right? So don't rush on, pause, and we're going to just sing this together. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, slightly differently to what we'd normally do it. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope this Christmas time and always. Amen.